Well, they're all big games on the Friday before another big game. We talk with Coach Mike McCarthy. Coach, let's start with the topic that everyone continues to talk about, the status of Aaron Rodgers. ESPN reporting he will get another scan on that collarbone today. First, can you tell us if that's accurate, and what can you tell us about his status?
You know, as far as the individual testing and all the specifics of each player's injury, that's really for Aaron to share. He will be medically evaluated by Dr. Pat McKenzie this morning, and then we'll have some more information as far as what the plan is today.
From what you have seen of what Aaron can do at this point, and he has done some things, at least from what we're hearing, it doesn't appear in terms of his throwing arm that there's much rust to speak of.
No, he looked very good yesterday. You know, he throws the ball exceptionally, as we all know, and you know, he was his practice reps went up a little bit more yesterday from Wednesday, and you know, had his feet underneath him, moved around, made some plays in a scramble drill. So I thought he had a good day.
Coach, I want to give you an opportunity to respond to a very critical piece written by Gannett's Mike Vandermoss. It's out this morning. It was posted. Essentially, he argues that Aaron and the organization owe Packer fans more in terms of being forthcoming about his injury, and he refers to cat and mouse games and the runaround. Again, I'm throwing it out there. I'm giving you the opportunity if you want to respond to that.
Number one, I'm not aware of the article. So number two, as far as you know, reporting on injuries, everybody has a different philosophy. From a personal aspect of this business, I think the players have the right to discuss what's wrong and what's right with their body. I clearly understand that they are professional athletes, but at some point, where is the line? So I did not feel it is my responsibility to give specifics of exactly what an athlete's injury is, and most people disagree with that. But I know if I was on the field of play, I wouldn't want the guys across from me to know exactly everything that's wrong with me.
For a guy who's performed at the level he has and is the competitor that he is, and for the team right now to still be in contention, you know, you're close to him every day. How tough has that been for him to not be able to be close but not quite ready to go?
Oh, it's brutal. I mean, this is very difficult for any player that's injured, because you don't feel like you're part of the team, and it's no exception for Aaron. I mean, Aaron is a very competitive, takes a lot of pride in preparation, getting ready for a game. This has been very stressful for him, and it's something that it hasn't been easy. He clearly loves to be on the field, loves to be out there with his teammates. He's an excellent teammate, and obviously understands where we are as far as this point in the season. So this has been a tremendous challenge for him.
One other injury question. Eddie Lacy remained out yesterday with that ankle injury. Any update there, what we might expect at this point?
We'll have some news today, you know, as far as how much he'll participate today. But, my understanding, talking to the training staff, he's making progress.
Last week in the second half, the defense pretty much pitched a shutout, consistently got off the field in that second half, seemed to include everything you've been looking for: sharp tackling technique, lane discipline, timely turnovers, almost like a switch had been flipped. What in your mind was the difference, and are you confident that can carry over to this week?
Well, it always comes down to the details. I thought we tackled very well. I thought we commanded the line of scrimmage for the most part of the game, especially in the second half. And just stayed aggressive. You know, our coverage was tighter. And, you know, we just played a better game in very bad conditions. So, you know, I thought it was an impressive performance by our defense, because, you know, when you play in bad weather, I always felt the advantage goes to the offense.
And it's a big, big game in the Big D this week. As always, good luck, Coach.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.